B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's talk some Eagle football. Our training camp update report. Every day we check in with the man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. His name, Tim McManus. Timmy, hot out there today. And it looks like DeSean Jackson is... What did I say? Oh, it's brought to you. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It is brought to you by Training Camp, which is our great people with the IT people, right? Let me see. Get IT certified at Training Camp, online at trainingcamp.com. That was my bad. Tim, are you still with us through all that?
I'm with you. Love the people right. At Training Camp.
Yes. All right. I get confused with the double Training Camp thing. So what went on today of note?
It was a hot one, as you said, and it was also a practice that went about 3 hours and was live hitting. It was the first time that we saw that. So the intensity was definitely up for this one, and it gives you a better atmosphere in which to kind of evaluate the player. So that was good. What we can say that despite the ratcheting up in intensity, the quarterback is still meeting expectations. He's looked really solid over the last 2 days, making some elite throws. With just an array of weapons around him, kind of further encouraging signs that this offense is in a really good place. Mm-hmm. And Nelson Agholor was the wide receiver that stood out today. Yesterday it was DeSean Jackson and Carson Wentz that kept hooking up. And on this day it was Nelson Agholor. Started off a little rocky in one-on-ones. He had a couple drops, and then he rebounded in a big way and made one of the best catches that we've seen on a third and long. Wentz with an absolute beauty of a dart that Agholor reached up for, snatched, and then ran another 20 yards. And so, the offense continuing to provide some fireworks here.
All right, now tell me about, because I keep getting these reports and these whispers about Miles Sanders and about how DeSean Jackson is just running past everybody in this camp.
Yeah, nobody can guard DeSean Jackson. That's been true. And every training camp that I've ever seen him in, and at 32 years old, that hasn't changed. He's still got it. Miles Sanders, I have been impressed with, for sure. I think that, you know, he stands out with both kind of the light feet that he has, with the way that he can cut, the acceleration that he has, and sturdiness. And that's one thing that, seeing him up close, I've never had access to him like that. But the way that defenders kind of bounce off him has been something that has opened my eyes. And then in a red zone situation today, the first team got down there. Sanders was the back, and he just shot through a hole for a 5-yard touchdown, just bouncing off of defenders and getting into the end zone. You know, the signs for him have been very encouraging, I think, Mike. And he missed all spring, of course, and so there was this question of, man, is he going to be able to get ready in time? Is he playing catch-up? Is he going to be hampered by these injuries heading into the regular season? What's going on? And I feel like he has eased a lot of concerns, at least ones that I've had, where now it's just like, man, how can they not get this guy on the field? He looks great.
No, it sounds good. That means a lot of depth back there, and that's going to be good. Let's stay with the offense a little bit, because you know I've got three things that bother me coming into the season, and it doesn't bother me that much. One is Wentz getting hurt. The other is Jason Peters getting hurt. So how has he looked? Are they letting him do anything? And how has Dillard looked, more importantly?
Right. Yeah. So I would say that they are letting Peters get some work in. They're going to be, you know, managing how many snaps he gets, because, as you say, I mean, just getting him to the starting line and then through the finish line is really the key objective. You don't want to wear him down, and they're usually pretty smart when it comes to Peters, but he's looked pretty good, better, I would say, than last year when he was coming off of major injuries. And then Dillard, you know, there's been some really encouraging signs there as well. I would say that yesterday, watching him on one-on-ones, there's a couple instances where he stoned Vinny Curry coming at him. And, more importantly than maybe what my eyes are seeing is what, you know, his teammates are seeing and what sort of expert offensive lineman minds are seeing. And I was talking to some today, and they have been very impressed with what they've seen out of Dillard. Maybe needs to get stronger overall, but, you know, the technique is there, and he's been more than holding his own. The way that Lane Johnson said it is he can be as good as he wants to be, and if he had to, he could play right now. And so I would say that, you know, people are feeling really good about Dillard. I don't know if it's the same with Mailata. I think things are going a little bit south on him over the last couple of days, but Dillard's been very strong.
Oh, no. Mailata is a member of Club Tyrone.
I know Ty's not going to want to hear that.
Yeah, he's not happy about that news. All right, let's go to the cornerback situation, because this is obviously my other question. Reports coming out, the Rasul Douglas looks good, Sidney Jones look good. Like, what's the truth? Who's looking good at corner? And who do you think has the inside track to start right now?
Yeah, so we haven't still Jalen Mills on the sidelines and Darby not taking part in team drills. He's doing some of the other stuff, which means that it's been this trio combination of Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas and Avante Maddox that have been manning the first team. And it's always Rasul Douglas on the right side. And then it's a combination of Sidney Jones and Avante Maddox. One will be in the slot one day, the other on the outside. And so we've seen them kind of mix and match as Jim Schwartz is kind of experimenting with that look. I would say that overall, Douglas has been pretty good. He got beat a couple times today, so today probably not his best day. But Jones, there's been some encouraging signs there. Today he had an interception. Yesterday he had an interception coming off of Wentz. And talking with him, there was a level of confidence to him that I haven't really seen to that full extent before. I think that he's feeling good. He's feeling healthy. It's really positionally, where are they going to end up putting him? That's still something that they have to figure out, because he's been getting a lot of slot work. I still have questions about whether he's a slot receiver or a slot cornerback rather. I think that ultimately he should end up on the outside. So there's been and Maddox has had a pretty solid camp as well. So they're still trying to figure out, like, are you going to be back and what does it look like? But so we're not going to have all those answers, I don't think, until we get through a couple more weeks here. But at least Jones is emitting some signs that maybe he's ready to take a step forward.
All right, if you had to project, I know this is just taking a shot. Who's the starter game one? Who are the starters?
It's just, is Darby going to get back? You know, I think that
if Darby's all right, he starts.
If Darby's back, I think that he's going to start. I think I think that he's going to end up starting. And then if Jalen Mills can't get out there, then Douglas might get a nod.
Douglas. Okay. All right. Now, the last question. We have this semi-civil war going on within the fan base about how high we can tout this team. And yesterday, 45% of the people in a poll, to 55 the other way, said that we were being too overly optimistic and positive about the Eagles' chances. Now, you're a guy who covers the team. You have to stay objective. From what you can see, and looking at this roster, and looking at this team, and looking at the talent they have on this team, why would we not say they're a contender?
I think that they are. I mean, honestly. And I don't think that's being too close to it. I try to look at things objectively. I don't see scenarios on offense in which they're not going to be explosive, putting up points. There's just this pick your poison element with this team that I don't see how defenses are really going to be able to contain it. I just don't. And that is because of what they have in the backfield with Howard and with Miles Sanders and Darren Sproles. And it is because of the two tight end set that they can roll out, which I think is going to be the best 1-2 tight end grouping in the NFL with Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz. And then Deshaun still looks like Deshaun. And people are like just passed by the fact that Alshon Jeffrey is still on this team with Nelson Agholor. I mean, they just have so many weapons on offense, Mike. And it's just a matter of, you know, can the defense kind of hold its own, especially as they get guys back from injury. But, you know, I think that there's reason to be optimistic. Hey, man, this is the time of year to be optimistic.
So let it fly if you're a fan. You know, why is sky falling, the attitude? I don't get it.
Yeah, what good does it do if you're just sitting there bracing yourself for,
for failure.
Sky to fall.
Right. Exactly. I don't get that. What the payoff of that is, except you want to be a miserable.
Exactly. And I'll say, and we know that talent only gets you so far, but this is the best collection of talent I've ever seen on an Eagles team.
Well, there you go. I mean, you covered the squad, so that had to resonate with the fan base and that 45% just now. It's just that moment.
There you go. And so that's all you're working. And that's all we have, right? It's what's in front of us right now. We don't know how it's going to play out. But, yeah, enjoy it, man. I think it's going to be it has the chance of being a pretty special season.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.